Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Shlach is the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the best people that he can find to scout out the land of Israel. Moshe is certain that they'll come back with a favorable report. He was wrong in that. 10 of them come back with a very negative report. For various reasons, the Talmud says there were personal reasons involved. They were afraid of losing their job. Come to the land of Israel, there'd be new leaders, be another election. They have to give up their Volvos. So that colored their decision. And it's interesting that the rabbi said that everything that they said was correct, except their conclusions were wrong, which many times is true. We know the facts.
And that was the raw data was correct.
The raw data is correct, right? The basic hard drive told them exactly what the situation was. But they made the wrong interpretation. He showed them beautiful fruit, big fruit. They said, well, this is a strange country if you can produce a big, beautiful fruit. It must be a tough place to live. There were many funerals that they saw. So God was doing them the favor of getting rid of the people who could have mounted both military and spiritual opposition to the Jews coming to the land. They saw it. They said, this is a land where everybody, you know, dies, as though there is a land where not everybody dies. And they came to all of these conclusions, and they came back with a negative report. But I think the interesting part lies in the second word in the parsha, shlach lecha, and the second word in that verse, that God said, listen, Moshe, I'm not telling you to do it. You want to do it, you can do it.
For yourself.
Yeah, lecha, for you, you know. So why does Moshe do it? And that is the innate, almost irrepressible desire of leaders that the people should agree with them.
He didn't have to do it.
He didn't have to do it, not at all. The Jews are going to the land of Israel. God says, I'm taking them there, you know, so that's it. Shut and closed case. So, but he wants to make it that the Jews should really want to go there, and he wants a positive report, and it should be passed by the cabinet and the Knesset, and everybody should agree. So he sends them, and that turns out to be the disaster. We find many times in history that leaders make the same error, especially in democratic societies. So we have to somehow deal with the will of the people, but that doesn't mean that the people are right. It doesn't mean that the people really know what's good for them. It doesn't mean that in the end the decisions of the people were very wise. And that puts us in a very strange situation, because on one hand, who says the leaders are right? And on the other hand, who says the people are right? And Moshe is faced with that problem. It's interesting that the rest of the reign of Moshe, so to speak, all the other things that we see about Moshe, he's pretty autocratic. He takes the situation to his own hand. Whatever God tells him to do, he does. And he doesn't really look for the people. Probably the exception is at the golden calf, where he said, Mi Lashem Eloi, who is for God, come to me. And he didn't get most of the people. He only got the tribe of Levi to come to him. But here he appeals to the people. Here he wants to make it a unanimous decision, so to speak. And in his love for the land of Israel, and in his own personal desire to get there, so he feels confident that everybody will see it his way. and that these people whom he sends will come back with a positive report. They don't, and that sets in motion a whole chain of events which eventually will result in Moshe not going to the land of Israel either. And that whole generation will die in the desert. Only their children will come. And their children really have no choice but to come because they can't go back anywhere. The older generation always said, we'll turn around and go back to Egypt. They remembered, you know, the old home. But the younger generation had no old home. They had nowhere to go. So they went to the land of Israel. And we see in the Haftorah of this week that Yehoshua, Moshe's disciple, learned from his master's error. And he doesn't send 12 spies, he sends two. And he picks the two that he's going to send. He sends Kalev and Pinchas because he knows that they're going to come back with a positive report. And he sends them privately. He doesn't make a whole public show out of it. And he doesn't risk the possibility of a negative report coming back again. So we are always in a crisis of leadership and a crisis of what our leaders, are they leading us on the right path? Are they not leading us? I'm not just talking politically, religiously, in all areas. And you never know. And so therefore, we would all like that everybody should agree and the people and the leader should all be on the same page. But sometimes that's the wrong page, which leaves us pretty much up in the air, but most of life is up in the air, and that's part of the lesson that the Torah wanted to communicate to us as well.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Leadership and the Torah. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.